Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. It's good to have you with us today. And we begin with the devastation of Hurricane Harvey for millions of Americans all along the Gulf Coast.
We have no electricity, no water, no toilets to flush. So, you know what that means, you know, but we're breathing. I'm thankful for that.
These rains are currently producing catastrophic and life-threatening flooding over large portions of southeastern Texas, and this event is going to continue.
You ever been on a rocking boat? That's the way that two-story house was moving. Just trusting in
the Lord that it stayed.
Okay, Happy, where are you at?
Let me be clear. This is not the Superdome. The convention center, we are sustaining food. They have food.
It's pretty intense. This is about as real as it gets right now.
After 5 days of relentless rainfall and flooding, Harvey made landfall for a second time early this morning, this time in Louisiana, and this time as a tropical storm. In Texas, hundreds of thousands of people are displaced. Arenas and shelters are far over capacity, and the entire available Texas National Guard has been deployed. Last night, Houston's mayor imposed a curfew to help prevent low-level crime, and to make it easier for rescue workers to reach people who are in need. This is a monumental crisis, with more than 4 feet of rain in less than a week and one of America's biggest cities nearly entirely underwater. Among the dead is veteran Houston Police Sergeant Steve Perez, who died while driving to duty on Sunday when his car was swept away by floods. In a few minutes, we're going to look at some of the immediate and longer term health threats Houstonians will face in this severe flooding. But first, we go to Louisiana, where 12 years after Katrina, Harvey made landfall in a state that knows storms and severe flooding all too well.
12 years ago, Katrina changed New Orleans forever. We lost 1,800 of our fellow Americans. 1 million people were displaced. 1 million homes were damaged, and another 250,000 homes were absolutely destroyed.
That's New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu. Sue Lincoln is news director for WRKF in Baton Rouge and state politics anchor for the NPR affiliates across Louisiana, and she joins me now. Sue, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you, Todd. Happy to be with you. Sorry it's under such dismal circumstances.
And I am too. And these circumstances have been a fact of life in Louisiana for all too long and for too many times, which is why we wanted to bring you on in this moment. First, what's the latest across the state? How are different parts of the state and people who have faced flooding faring now?
Well, it's been difficult. It's been a nerve-wracking week as we've watched Harvey move into the Gulf, build strength, watched what it did to Houston. It has now moved onshore in Louisiana, and the center of circulation has passed over the city of Lake Charles in southwest Louisiana. I lived there for a decade, so I'm very familiar with it. In fact, a block from my former home in Lake Charles, they have received 13 inches of rain thus far. So there is that. People have been tense. People have been reaching out via Facebook and other social media asking for, if you will, empathy from others as we try to cope with the stress of yet another. Here in the Baton Rouge area, we had a devastating flood last August. One recording station in Watson, which is only about 20 miles away from the state capital itself, received over 30 inches of rain. And people here are still trying to rebuild all across South Louisiana because it flooded from the Mississippi border all the way into the Lafayette area. People are still trying to rebuild their homes, and here was this threat that hung over us for a year. So there's been a lot of tension as we watched and waited to see what Harvey would do. Other than southwest Louisiana, it appears that we are not going to feel anywhere near the brunt of the storm. There have been rain bans. Southwest Louisiana, as I said, is flooding. They are 30 feet above sea level in the city of Lake Charles, and it's gravity drainage to the Gulf. So it takes a while for that rainwater to move out. The ground was already fairly well saturated before Harvey started dumping rain.
I want to talk about Baton Rouge a little bit more, since the floods from a year ago that you mentioned were so very severe. Update us on the forecast again, if you would, just for the city of Baton Rouge. You mentioned the severe rain. How much more severe are the meteorologists saying it could get there as people try to rebuild from just a year ago?
They were anticipating another 2 to 4 inches of rain over the next couple of days. As of today, it appears that we are fairly in the clear. There are small bands of rain moving through, but they're not producing anything more than about a half an inch of rain as they pass through. And the city is able to handle that. But there is tension, because some people are living in just mudded up walls, meaning that they have replaced their wallboard, but they haven't been able to paint. They haven't been able to replace their flooring. We are still in the process here in Louisiana of distributing the funds that Congress provided for us to have to assist folks with their rebuilding. And that process was ongoing, getting stood up, and has kind of come to a halt temporarily while we wait and see what this will do.
Sue Lincoln, you mentioned these two things, tension and empathy. And it seems to me that those emotions must be flowing both ways from Houston right through Louisiana. I mean, you mentioned these floods just a year ago in Baton Rouge, as people are still rebuilding even today. Hurricane Katrina made landfall 12 years ago yesterday. That's a monumental anniversary. And Louisianans across the state are emotionally and physically still processing the effects of those events while they watch events in Houston and while the rains and the floods come their way yet again.
That's absolutely true. And we've seen a lot of that reaching out as neighbor to neighbor from Texas to Louisiana. Texas, Houston in particular, opened their doors to Katrina refugees in 2005. Texas was very good to send help to us after our floods here in the greater Baton Rouge area last year. There has always been a partnership. The Cajun Navy, which came to a little bit of fame last year in response to our floods, has deployed to Texas to help do rescues. So there is a good sense of partnership and a sense that we're all in this together. But because of that, those who are still trying to process or ignore most of the time the stressors of having been in a major disaster, we're talking sublimated PTSD, are having flashbacks right now.
Talk just for a second about the coffee shop, about your street corner, and what people say to you and what you say to them when you see them.
Mostly it's just, how are you doing? And I'm coping is pretty much the response right now. And we are a very hugging type culture down here. And so you give folks a hug, whether it's state officials, whether it's people you've never met before, and you know that you are sharing a little bit of humanity in an inhumane circumstance.
Sue Lincoln, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Todd.